A court ruling this week has thrown a monkey wrench into one of the ways the government goes after corporate criminals. The case involves 16 former employees of an accounting firm called KPMG. Their trial on charges of massive tax fraud isn't scheduled to begin until September. But the implications of this week's ruling by U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan stretch beyond the particulars of this case. Jennifer Arlen teaches business crime at NYU Law School and joins us now. Welcome.
Nice to be here.
Can you sort of back us up and take us into this case and explain to us what really is at issue in this ruling?
This case deals with the question of whether there are any limits on what the government can require a corporation to do in return for the government agreeing not to exercise its lawful right to prosecute the corporations for its employees' wrongdoing. And Judge Kaplan concluded that the government may require firms to do certain things in return for not being prosecuted, like cooperate, but the government may not pressure corporations into withholding attorneys' fees from its employees in return for the government not prosecuting the corporation.
Now, I understand this is part of a broader policy at the Justice Department as far as the way that the government goes after corporate crime.
This is part of a policy that's expressed in something called the Thompson Memo. And the Thompson Memo is the most recent expression of a change in the government's policy that started in the early 1990s, where the government recognized that a very important way that the government could prevent business crime is to detect it and actually prosecute the employees who do it. And it cannot do that effectively unless the corporations cooperate and give it the information it requires. And the problem the government faced is under existing federal law, corporations are criminally liable whenever their employees commit a crime that profits the firm. And therefore, corporations had very little incentive to help the government, right? If they report the wrong, they're suddenly criminally liable. So the government started a policy of trying to encourage firms to detect and report wrongdoing and to cooperate. And it said, I know we're entitled to prosecute you, but we won't if you cooperate. But it also said that cooperation must be real. So you can't just report and then say, we won't give you any evidence. You have to cooperate and turn over all the facts we need about the case. My sense is that Judge Kaplan is right, that the government went too far when it decided that it not only wanted the corporation to give it all the facts about the crime, but wanted the corporation to help tip the scales against the employees by refusing to give them the resources it otherwise would have given them that they need to defend themselves.
I think Judge Kaplan said something like, what you're effectively trying to do is to take defense lawyers out of the picture here.
This is not a search for the truth. It is instead an attempt to tip the scales of the adversarial process. And for better or for worse, we depend on the adversarial process, the give and take between defense lawyers and prosecutors to find the truth. We believe you find the truth by the prosecutors presenting their best case and the defense lawyers presenting theirs. And so long as that's the system we rely on, we have to allow defendants to use the means they would otherwise have available to them to defend themselves.
Jennifer Arlen, professor of law at NYU, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.